Good morning, everybody. Today we have Chris Cleary of Cleary Plumbing and Air in Florida, and he's going to chat with us a little bit about his business and what got him where he is today. So thank you so much for joining us, Chris. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Amazing. Why don't we start off by just telling us a little bit about your company, where you started, how many trucks and techs did you start with, and then where you are today?
Yeah, so we were a construction company to start out, and my dad started in 92. And we were heavy into construction. And then with the recession in 08, and then moving forward, we decided to strategically move into service. I think with service, everyone clicked up the red flag and said, if you go into the service, the phone really has to ring. So that was a concern for us. And I think that's one of the reasons why we hesitated to make that move. But ever since we did it, it was a great decision. Once we did that, then we focused on, you know, our processes and things like that. And today we are around 15 trucks.
Amazing.
We started in plumbing, and we've added air conditioning the last 5 years, and we focused on residential and commercial service.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that. And was it a hard transition to go from construction into the home services?
Yeah, for sure. I think that when you have construction and you have jobs, they usually take a substantial amount of time as opposed to getting in and getting out of a person's home. Even like I said before, like the safety net or the peace of mind knowing you have work planned out was something that we really had to get over as far as just our mindset. Once that changed, you have to figure out how do you get that phone to ring, and then what does it look like on a daily basis. So yeah, it was definitely a change for us, but I think we had a great reputation in community, which helped us. You know, we always did serve it, but it wasn't our focus. So once we focused on how to get the phone to ring and then the process, and I think it went from there.
Amazing. And is your dad still involved?
He is. He's retiring this year. We'll see if that happens. We're a good team. We're a good balance. He's very technical. He went right from vocational school right to the union, and then decided to open up his own business. So he's more of the technical side of things, and I'm more of the, you know, the risk taker with the marketing and really trying to expand and grow before I even walk. So we're a good balance.
Totally understandable. Hard to let go of those reins, I think.
For sure.
Amazing. Tell us a little bit about your target market. Who is your perfect client?
Yeah, honestly, it's like the blue collar demographic. It's the people just like us. I think that one of the things we strive ourselves on is customer service. And I think we resonate really well in that market because they're in some sort of, most of them are some kind of customer service position of themselves. So they understand a hard day's work. They understand what customer service looks like. So I think we just resonate well in that demographic or that sector. And we're very fortunate to be in a good community.
I love that.
Yeah, sure.
We were just at your location last week and it is beautiful there. So you have an amazing place to live and work.
Yes, very fortunate for sure.
Fantastic.
Beef just kept away.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about your traditional marketing. What other efforts have you done in the past, and what are you doing now, if any?
Yeah, one of the things you talked about was like, how did we transition from construction over into service? One of the things that we never really focused on was, this was back quite a lot, even as far as 2008, we didn't even have a website, and things like reviews or things like getting your name out there was not a thing. The only thing that we did was, you know, community involvement. We played a lot of sports as kids. And so pretty much all the service work my dad got in the very beginning when he started his company was literally from teammates and parents and things like that. So my dad would come to practice in his boots and his uniform just in case he had to leave and go do a call.
Right.
Our early efforts was just very simple. Get into the community, really try to build up our referrals and recommendations and stuff like that. As we progress, we learned that an online presence was important. And what did that look like? That evolved to using you guys and having that relationship with you guys for several years now. So that's been great for us. And I think every day we just had a meeting when we came in. How do we evolve? How do we continue to be on the forefront of getting the phone ring and being top of mind to our customers?
Yeah, amazing. I love that you're all in for new ideas and anything that, you know, is coming around the bend for digital marketing. It's really cool that you're on board. Is there anything that you can identify that hasn't worked for you that you've decided against and for good reason?
Yeah, I think starting out, one of the avenues we went with was like service managers, the home advisors, the Angie List, things like that. I think those can be, look at those as band-aid, where it's like a quick fix. It's extremely competitive.
Yeah.
The quality of lead is sometimes questionable. And you're just competing with other people for that call. That was something that we used in the very beginning. And as our marketing and as our strategic marketing evolved with you guys and strengthened, we got to wean ourselves off of those type of sites and not have to use them, which is great. It puts a lot of pressure on your team too, to make sure that you're calling and getting in their ear immediately, or you've lost it. So I would say that would probably be the one I'm most thankful for not having to use.
Amazing. Yeah. And is there anything that you right now that you're doing that you just think is nailing it, that it's like, that's the best thing that we have going right now?
I think a few things, actually. I think consistency with you guys, I think that's super important. I think that the trade in general, this wasn't a thing, doing all the marketing and stuff like that. Now it is, and you have to be very strategic. And I think the biggest thing is consistency.
Yeah.
Can't be consistent. You're not able to see the actual rewards because you didn't do it long enough or you didn't stick with it. So I think for the PPC, one thing that you and I talked about was we're getting back into the local community, which not that we stopped, but I think we shifted our priority as far as what that looked like. And I think there's a big coming back to that. So that's something that we're leaning on. And then we're starting TV again too, which I think is a big plus. Which we did in the past, and it was very successful. And now we're going to go back to it. And that keyword, be a little bit more consistent as far as how long we're doing it.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you're seeing the importance of being reconnected to the community. And like I was saying in the meeting, it's just, it goes a long way, especially nowadays with safety concerns and things like that. Just knowing who's coming in your home, it really speaks volumes. And so the more you can get involved in the community, whether that's through charity or just being at certain events and having a booth, giving away merch, it just getting your name into the local community, it goes a long way.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah. And you've got like this amazing logo. I have to ask, where did the duck come from? Because it is such a cool idea and everyone loves a duck.
Sure. Yeah. Our original logo was just Cleary Plumbing. When we started out with Cleary Plumbing, it was just a clover and it was just a cursive writing. And it worked well. It was old school. But then when I went to college, I was in a fraternity and we all go our separate paths. And one of my real fraternity brothers, marketing at the time, and he helped me with the rebrand. This was like very early on when I came back from college. And I was toying around with the idea of clover. Yeah, great. That's simplistic. What can we do to like change that? And of course, ducks are with water, piping, all that kind of stuff. So we decided to go with it. And then we tinkered with what he looked like.
Yeah.
And then we said, why don't we try the two together and actually name him Clover also? So it just was tinkering with it. And then we've done really cool things with him as far as on our trucks, whether he's holding a wrench or a stethoscope and he's saying, get your annual inspection. Or we have another one where on the AC trucks, he's wearing like a jacket and glasses and we help you stay cool. And like you said, we do things like we're in the St. Patty's Day Parade every year in Delray. And we literally buy duck, some kind of new duck, new clover every year. And every year we buy like 1,000 or 2,000 more, and we still don't have enough every year because the people literally go out now and they expect to see us and they expect to get the duck. So even after the parade, we'll get calls and emails saying, hey, my daughter didn't get one or my kids didn't get one. Is there any way you can email or send them to us? And we end up putting them in the mail to them afterwards. So it's pretty cool.
That is brilliant. And that's the thing too. If you can get the kids hooked on something.
Oh yeah.
Like you're in the house.
Yeah. This was one of the ones that we did.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. And it's got our number and our name. So it's been pretty cool.
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. It ends up in the bathtub as a toy. It ends up in the playroom.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Right.
It's a dog toy. It's like the Jeep people love them.
Of course. Yeah. I love that. Amazing.
A big plus.
And we all know reviews are important. So Google reviews. Do you do anything special as initiatives for getting those reviews? How do you achieve that?
Honestly, we have a third-party company that integrates with our software that it's seamless as far as when we are going out to a home, we're definitely, like you said, as far as safety and stuff like that, we're sending bios, we're sending pictures and stuff like that prior to getting to the house. So the customer knows who's coming to the door. They get a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a, an idea of who they are by their bio. So it's usually technical, and then it's something about them personal. And that's really resonated with the customer. And then when we leave the house and we close out the call, we invite them to give us feedback. But I would say that incentivizing or anything like, or initiatives or anything like that, the best thing that we do as far as to get those removed is just do a really great job.
Yeah.
And, you know, the customer service is so big from us from start to finish, from when we answer the phone call to when we follow up after the call is done, that, you know, we hope that is, you know, enough. And it's crazy because when you do that and people go out of their way, it doesn't seem like a lot, but for them to go out and do leave a review, and then you get a detailed review, they're naming the technician, naming what was done, they're adding pictures. Like that just, I think that says itself that you're probably doing a pretty good job.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's amazing. And you've nailed it. If you really wow someone, you feel like they feel inspired to give a review, to leave the review. It's not like pulling teeth like it can be sometimes, but if you wow them, it's not going to be hard to get those reviews.
And I always say to the team, I said, it's so much easier for a customer to leave a bad review because they're hyped up, they're ready to go. But if it's nice and then they had a great experience, sometimes they're just like, oh, it was great. And they don't take that extra step to leave it. But when they do, one, we're extremely appreciative. And then two, I think it really does say something.
That's amazing. And are you doing anything in terms of email marketing?
We do. So we use it tied into our direct mail. We have a partnership with Customer Lobby, and they are tied into our software again. A lot of it is focusing on our current customer base. We're big on that. We look at that number. That's one of our biggest numbers that we look at on a monthly basis. What is our reoccurring revenue from our customer base, our existing customer base on a monthly number? And we're usually always over 40%. Which is really good in our eyes. So that's something we really focus on is our direct mails and our email marketing is more towards our existing customer base than it is new customers.
What types of email marketing do you send out? Is it special offers to existing clients? What is it that draws them back in?
Yeah, special offers. We do things like some of the topics. We have things that we go over on a monthly basis if we haven't seen them in a certain amount of time. The new thing that we're doing with all the softwares have so many things that are big plus that, you know, that they offer to companies, but a lot of companies don't use all the features. One of the features that ours has is entering the equipment age. When it comes to going into the home, I can go into your home and enter how old your water heater is. Now that's in our system. Now I can use that in marketing terms as far as, you know, the system, we're targeting 5-year-old water heaters, 8-year-old water heaters, whatever it might be. And then now we're not only targeting being intentional, but now we're able to offer an offer with that water heater that's specific to saying, okay, we're giving 250 off a water heater or whatever it might be.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You have it so dialed in.
Mm-hmm. And we could be better, but yeah, we're learning every day for sure.
I love that. And lastly, are there any new services that you're considering adding to what you already do?
I think that one of the biggest things is as a company, you need to be profitable. But we really look at not so much new services, but what are the ones that are the best margin? And we focus on those. So I would say that stoppages, any kind of clogged stoppages, things like emergency work, leaks, things like that. You have to also remember, like, as far as from a conversion rate, if I'm having a technician go into a home and they're going into a home with an emergency or a stoppage or something like that, the conversion rate is always going to be higher because they want it done right away, as opposed to something they might be shopping for, like a new toilet or something that they're not ready to pull the trigger yet. So we focus on that. But some of the new things that we're, I guess, to answer your question a little bit more directly, is getting a lot of odor/rodent problem. And a lot of times the pest company will come out, they'll rule off any kind of penetrations in the house. And then the next step is, are they coming through the pipes or something like that? Mm-hmm. So we've been getting a lot of that. And the process is introducing a smoke to the system and seeing if there's any cracks, open lines, bad seals, things like that. So we've been getting a lot of that. So we've been focusing on that. And then duct cleaning on the AC side. I think that, you know, ever since COVID, I think everyone conscientious about their home and their AC comfort and the safety inside their home. So duct cleaning and indoor air quality has been huge for us.
Okay. So expanding on what you already do a little bit more and just sure you're current with what's happening.
Sure.
Amazing. One last question. If someone were to come to you, they're starting a new business or they're buying a new business in the same industry, what would you recommend they do? What would you say? Oh man, you got to do this.
Oh man. I think I'm a routine person just in my personal life and also in the workplace. And so I think a routine and then consistent. And I know that's a very vague answer, but I think that even if you there, as long as you stick with something, even though maybe you're not getting the best reward or the best margin or whatever, but if you can stay consistent and stick in a routine, I think that's huge. And then the other thing I do is if you can deliver great customer service, it speaks volumes.
Yeah.
So really focusing on, I try to tell our technicians, sometimes at the end of the day, you can get tired. It's your third call, it's your fourth call. We try to explain like their service should be exactly like the first service.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to do that, but if it can be consistent in what the service looks like, it's free marketing.
Of course, that's day one mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. And I really do love that you touched on the consistency side of things, because from a digital marketing perspective, you mentioned SEO, PPC, that is a long-term game. And it can be challenging in the beginning phases to get somebody to understand that or to stay committed. But they do. And that consistency happens. It grows. And stay with what you're doing. Be patient. Watch that number grow. And as long as it's growing, you're in the right direction.
Yeah, I think for a society of instant gratification, it's hard to wait.
It is 100%. Yeah. Chris, I appreciate your time. I'm so grateful that we have you as a partner, that we can support you in your growth. And thank you for sharing with everybody what you're doing and what you're all about.
All right. Thanks so much.
Amazing. All right. So I'm just going to stop the recording and then it all gets edited. And
sweet.
Go. Yeah. All right.